What's good, everybody? This is your host, Maurice Watson, coming to you guys with another episode of the Real Raw Authentic Show with my very special guest, Artie Knight Fury.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Pretty good. Excited to be here.
Okay. So, first things first, who is Artie? Talk to us about that.
I don't know who that is. No, I'm joking. I'm Artie. I am a creative. I dabble in many things. I am, you know, just a average person living in a small town in Southern Arizona. Like, I'm not really anyone special, but I
don't
am.
Say that.
No.
Don't say that.
I'm just saying, I am my own person. Let's just say that. Very creative person.
I like that. So talk to me about what led you to start making music, and also on top of that, what was your childhood look like? Well, for you personally.
So, you know, I can't say that I had a bad childhood. You know, my parents did what they could. They did their best raising me and whatnot. But I think the love for music really came from just growing up around it. Like, my dad was the kind of person who listened to music constantly, and he made his own music, and he was constantly, like, just obsessed with it. So naturally, I think it was, you know, only right that I kind of took after that, because, like I said, I was always around music.
So as far as, like, being around music, like, what are certain artists that you kind of inspire? Like, as far as, like, either rap musicians or artists in general. just in general.
There's definitely a list, but obviously my dad is on the top of that list.
Of course.
Because I literally remember, like, in all the houses we lived in, we would always have a studio, and he would always have this, like, massive setup and all these instruments.
Right.
So, like, being around that and, like, being in the studio with him and watching him record and make it, like, I didn't understand what he was doing at the time.
But he was cooking.
Yeah, he was. He really was cooking. So, you know, gotta shout out him. John Powell, the artist for a lot of DreamWorks movies.
Shout out to John Powell.
Love John Powell. You know, How to Train Your Dragon is how I first discovered him. You know, that entire franchise, Jonesy, like, I love that soundtrack so much. I think more recently, I'm moving towards, like, Metro Boomin, you know, Logic.
Okay.
You know, I've definitely changed up my music taste. I know that for sure. And I know that, like, you're, at least what I think, like, your music taste definitely affects how you make music as a music creator.
That's true.
So, yeah, just still a couple shout-outs, you know, just off the top of my head.
So, appreciate, like, them. For me, like, as far as childhood for me, I always grew up around music, too. Like, there was a time period when my pops was doing music. Pretty much most of my family was kind of, like, in the music business, so to speak. So I remember how, like, my dad, he had, like, this piano. It was, like, a little small piano and stuff like
piano.
That. You know, so he was, like, making some type of music or stuff like that. And this is, like, when I first heard about music. Now, as far as the music that I grew up on, I'm talking, like, you know, J. Cole.
Yeah, obviously.
Kendrick, Big Sean, Kanye, Drake. No, I was kidding.
Drake.
So, like, for me, I was so used to being brought up around music, but also gospel music as well, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Same here.
So, my question to you is, do you believe that as you grow older, your sound starts to change a little bit?
Absolutely. Like, not only when we're younger, I feel like our ears are definitely more sensitive and not really as developed. And, like, as you grow older, you obviously hear more. You listen to more music. You hear different artists. Your taste of music changes, so I think, yes, like, I think it's only natural. And
gotcha.
For me, and we'll probably get back into this later, but I took classes this year for music, and now, like, I definitely don't listen to the to any music the same way. Like, I have a different look at it. Like,
right.
If that makes sense. But
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, piggybacking off of that, talk to me about your first album. What led to that?
Oh, well, back in 2020, thousands of years ago. No, I'm joking. So, yeah, back in 2020, I had just started high school.
You started high school in 2020?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Was it? I think so. I don't remember.
I was in 10th was it 10th, 11th grade? Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
But, yeah, Go back ahead. In 2020, you know, COVID was a thing. COVID had, like, just started, and it started to affect school. So, like, I never really had a normal high school. But one thing that, like, a high school experience, but one thing I do remember is being, I remember being in a class in my freshman year, music technology, and it was me, another kid, and our teacher.
That's it?
It was a small class. So, wow. Like, when I tell you, like, that was my free period.
Right.
But, like, I wasn't going to use it as a free period because I was genuinely, like, invested in music. So, every single day, like, we would have half days, you know, like, the schedules were split, like, we weren't in person for that long. But when we were, I love my teacher. He was the coolest, man. I loved him. Like, he...
What's the teacher's name?
Oh, gosh. Bold of you to assume I remember. It was that long ago. I'm sorry. But if he ever finds this podcast, you know who you are. But I think he really encouraged me because, like I said, anytime I would go in there, even for that hour, like, he would show me so much. Like, he showed me how to play the drums. He showed me how to record. He showed me how to start making music. And he also showed me a software that I could use for free because I was a student.
Right.
So I think that's where it really started because I was like, I can literally create anything I want. And, you know, we had projects and, you know, for our grades and whatnot. And, like, I didn't really see them as schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, you know, really different because I dreaded doing schoolwork.
I think we all did.
Yeah. So when, like, we would get those projects, like, I would put my all into it. And I was just so eager to learn. And I feel like that's how it all started. And it was a very strong start. So shout out to that teacher,
So man. 2020 was when you made your first Universal album.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So I actually, it's actually crazy because I didn't, like, really think of it.
Yeah.
Like, when I started making music, I was like, I didn't think I was making an album. I was like, oh, I'm just making music for fun.
Just for the heck of it.
Yeah, and so 19 songs later, I was like, man, I could release an album.
Right.
And then I did it. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't professional, but I was just like, I'm proud of what I made. I'm just going to release it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, and personally speaking, I feel like we all got to start somewhere.
Absolutely.
Like, in 2020, this was when... Well, July 20th, 2020, it's the fact I remember the date. July 20th, 2020 was when I started podcasting.
Yeah.
I dropped my first episode, and it kind of spiraled into, like, this thing where I started doing and start picking up on interviews and stuff like that. Because I was really just bored, and then over time, I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
So, in a way, the first name of this show was not really Real Authentic. It was so cheesy. It was literally Reese Thoughts and Peace of Mind.
Okay, I'm like, but... Hey.
I was like, hey, we got to start somewhere.
Got to start somewhere.
You feel me? And then it just spiraled into, like, people wanting to do interviews and doing collaborations and stuff like that. So, for me, that's how I kind of get my foot in the door. Don't get me wrong. Like, I was nervous. But, you know, like you say, we all got to start somewhere.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I love that.
But, you know, the thing is, though, is the fact when I first started, I didn't really have a studio. I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what all I had? I had a notebook, a MacBook, a phone, and my closet.
I had a Chromebook.
Full of shoes and hats.
Love that. I had literally had a Chromebook.
And
Soundtrap. That's what I started on.
And that sometimes that's all you really need, though.
And that's all I needed.
You know, so...
And now we're here.
Mm-hmm. So, second album. Talk to me about what led to the second album.
Universal Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
So, this was the 2021 album when, I believe, you know, end of freshman year, beginning of sophomore year. I think at the time, I was probably the most connected with, like, my friends and my family and such. And, you know, people at school, like, though COVID was still a thing, you know. I was definitely more connected, I feel, than I am now, unfortunately. But I think that album came about to really express how I felt with certain people, I think.
So, in a way, it was therapeutic.
Yeah, in a way. I think out of all the albums, Universal Bonds holds the most emotion, I feel. Because, like, you know, people say that music is one of the most beautiful ways of expressing yourself, and it's true. So, yeah. I think that was definitely the motivation, just, like, me experiencing and meeting all these new people and trying to find that place in a high school filled with, like, 3,000-plus students, you know?
True.
Like, it was definitely a journey.
So, and this is one of those like improv questions, is mm-hmm. that what do you think is the hardest part about being a content creator?
Having the motivation to post content, especially if you're not that big of a content creator and you kind of just throw stuff out there and not many people see it. I think because I think we've talked about this before, but like social media glorifies being famous and your stuff blowing up and you getting all this money randomly and stuff. But unfortunately, it's not as realistic as people think it is.
Right.
And when people start social media, they think, I'm going to start posting and I'm going to make all this money. Right. And all of my stuff is going to be successful right then and there. You know what I mean?
Right.
And for some, yeah, if you get lucky. Yeah. But it is definitely a long-term battle. And I feel like that's what makes it so difficult is some people aren't really willing to commit that much.
Right.
And social media is definitely like a...
It kind of
It's a game you have to learn to play.
That's true.
So there's that.
I think... To piggyback off of that is like I feel like a lot of people nowadays wants to go viral.
Of course, who doesn't like, want to go who viral? Doesn't,
I'm talking about being viral for the wrong things.
True.
You know, like that's like saying I'll go viral for posting some of the most dumbest things possible. They can look at me like Boot Gang, for example, before he switched his life to Christ. Like I remember one day, dude was literally he literally got in like this type of fast food spot and bought and he just. Took people's food and stuff and just say Boot Gang just ran out. I'm like, you want to be remembered for that?
Yeah.
So to piggyback off of that is the fact that I would rather be timeless than to be viral.
True. And a lot of people are attention seeking and they think in order to get people's attention they have to do the craziest thing or put the craziest thumbnail or the craziest title, like I don't know, jumped off a cliff without a parachute, don't try it, you know, type stuff,
clickbait.
Yeah, and you have to realize how normalized that has become. Like and it's sad, but yeah, it definitely makes the internet and content creating very difficult and intimidating at first. Like you just got to get it out of your head. Like, do what you love and post what you love because you love to do it. Right. Don't do it for, like, the sake of being famous or viral. Yeah, just do it because you love it, you know, and you enjoy it. And I promise if you keep doing that, like, eventually all of that wealth and that appreciation and that and the people who, like, you know, appreciate what you do will come eventually. You just got to be patient. That's all.
Exactly.
And, you know, content creating, social media is very rapidly changing and it's constantly moving. And, yeah, it's hard. It's hard to keep up with it.
And when you and for me, there was a time period where I thought about quitting podcasting. But it was not because of the fact of, like, the money or, like, the motivation. The motivation was always there. But I just feel like I was underappreciated by what I do. And I feel like no matter what I do, nothing seems to change or nothing seems to happen. But that's when I got a call. It was not a call. It was more like a text message from one of... It was like people that I don't even know.
Yeah.
And they were saying like, oh my gosh, this helped me out so much. This telling me like... Pretty much I was like helping people through what I was going through.
Yeah.
Because in 2020, don't get me wrong, I was depressed.
Let's be honest. we all were.
Like, let's be real here. But at the same time, though, it's like knowing that my voice... helps people and knowing the stuff that I do helps people, I feel like
that's worth it.
Like that's worth to me by itself. So my question to you is, has there ever been a time when you thought about quitting music for some reason?
Yes and no. I feel like this was around 2022 and we can actually start talking about my next album, The Universal Patterns, because I was going to kind of tap into the fact that, like, and I'll be completely honest with those listening, I think Universal Patterns is my least favorite album, only because at the time, like, I was definitely at a low point, and I had made so much music where I was just like, I don't know what to really do with it, like, and where to go with it.
Kind of had music stashed in the vault.
Yeah,
much.
I was kind of just like, well, I'm not really, I'm getting bored with it. And, you know, keep in mind at the time, I was still, like, you know, just putting loops together and calling it a day. I had no clue what mixing and mastering and or sound structure was. Mm-hmm. I was kind of just like experimenting and seeing what sounded good, you know. And that is what music is, yeah, but it's more, it's definitely more than that. And so I was definitely at a low point, and I released my album, didn't feel proud of it, didn't do well. Mm. And I was just like, I'm done with this. And then in September, October, I discovered this studio. And I think at the time I was considering dropping out of high school, so I wouldn't have had my software. I wouldn't have had access to that anymore, and that discouraged me even more. But then I found this place, and I was given a space where I could do music and record, and I got a new software
for the free.
Whoa, crazy. And that really, you know, ignited that spark again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I obviously started coming here more, working on music, learning more. Learning this new software, like, it was incredible. And then I started going to school, and, you know, again, here we are.
Right.
But, yeah.
I think, so, for the ones who didn't know, I moved here in July of last year, 2022. So, this year will be 2 years since I've been in Arizona. Dang, that's a long time.
It is.
But there was a time period when I kind of stopped podcasting because I was, like, already planning on moving and a whole new environment and stuff like that. So, for me, it was a change of pace for me. It was like a new experience, meeting new people and everything in between. I feel like it did a lot of good for me.
Yeah.
You know, and then once I found out about this place, in a way, kind of reignited that fire.
I love how we're both the same in that way. We love that.
So, like, so for me, like, that's when I started going back to school for podcasting. That's when I dropped the Aimless Destination series, which you go stream, by the way. But yeah, so I feel like what that did for me kind of reignited my love for podcasting.
Yeah.
And that's when it's like, I feel like God is what pushed me on this path to do. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong. And the possibility can be endless. But I always tell people this is the fact that, like, there was a time period within that time between, like, August, September to, like, even in early 2023 where it's like, I want to be a lot of things. I want to be a content creator. I want to be this. I want to be that. So for me is the fact that, like, I had so many things I wanted to do, but I don't know how to apply pressure to it.
Yeah.
But the one advice I can say is this. I know this probably like a lot. I know it's probably be a good couple of people that know where I'm coming from is the fact that at the end of the day, just focus on one thing that you're truly passionate about and it will like come like a domino effect.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much like my main advice is the fact that if you were to like do all the things, you're only going to get so far.
Yeah.
But
definitely.
If you focus on one specific thing and be consistent with it, who knows how much doors you're going to open?
Exactly.
You know?
And then I was going to ask, did you have any more questions about the Universal Patterns album?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have. So my question to you is, what do you think was your best song you produced from that album?
Ooh, okay, hold on. I gotta look. I'm sorry. So if I go to my super snazzy YouTube page at Artie Night Fury, I got some playlists available. Let's see. Universal Patterns. There's a few.
We're doing this live, by the way.
We are. I think, Runaway is probably one of my favorites. And
you should go check it out.
Yes, absolutely. And then Eye of the Storm, I think.
Ooh, okay.
Probably one of the best, I think, from that album. But like I said, at the time, Patterns holds a lot of emotion as well, but not as much as Bonds, the most recent I feel.
One. So, speaking of albums, let's talk about your most recent album.
Okay.
Universal Changes.
Came out last year.
And to you, and I've seen your progress that you, and you've been working on it for about like a good year.
Oh, yeah.
Year.
Bro literally listened to the songs about like 60 times before they actually released. So, hey. Yeah. He definitely witnessed all of it.
So my question to you is, like, in your mind, what was the main thing that you wanted it to go for in this album? Like, as far as, like, the thought process behind it, the what was going through your mind when you were making this album?
Okay. So, again, for just some context, I discovered this studio in 2022 and then, right?
Yeah, 2022.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have a terrible sense of time. And then in 2023, I was given the chance to go to school. Mm-hmm. to go to college, like professional college, to learn more about making music. And I jumped at the, you know, opportunity because why not? I was doing it for the free. Ski. So I was like, why not? And when I tell you that that class really opened my eyes to everything that, like, I had been blind to making music beforehand, like, it was literally mind-blowing. And as I said before, I don't listen to music the same way anymore.
Right. Because like, there's certain cues that you pick up
on. I don't just listen to a song and be like, oh, that's a nice song. I'm sitting here repeating the song over and over again, analyzing every single chord, beat, progression, bridge, whatever. And like, it's amazing, really, because music is sound waves. That's really what it is. And, you know, we manipulate those sound waves to express emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think that was really, like, incredible.
Right.
You know, and I'm gonna shout it out. Mixin' Academy is what I took. I got my certificate in July. So, yeah, snap it up for me. And then after that, I really started pushing for the album. So I was like, I have all these new skills. Like, I feel like I understand making music more. Like, I should try it out.
Right.
See what I learned. And, you know, I started making music and it started turning out really good. Mm-hmm. And then I tried mixing and then I wanted to cry a little bit, but I'm figuring it out. It's okay.
Right.
So, but I think, you asked about the goal. I think the goal for this album was to really show how change can be beautiful. Hence, again, the name, Universal Changes.
Right.
That, like, I went from releasing 3 albums where I didn't really have a clue what I was doing to dropping an album that's really, like, I don't even know.
That's cohesive.
Not even cohesive, just, like, a real demonstration of what I can do.
And
that makes sense.
And also remind the audience, how old are you again?
I am 17. I turn 18 in
couple of months.
6 months?
So let me get this straight. So you're saying that you're 17 and you dropped 4 albums.
I'm just built different like that.
Respect.
And the 5th one is coming out soon. Maybe not this year.
But soon.
Maybe next year.
So my question to you before we wrap everything up is also
Yes.
How do you take care of your mental health?
Well, definitely, I think making music and art and story writing definitely helps manage it.
Mm-hmm.
I think just because, like, having that outlet to kind of throw your frustrations or your sadness or your emotions into is definitely a healthy way to cope, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I didn't have all of this stuff that I'm passionate about, I wouldn't be as, you know, sane as I am. But I think it definitely plays a part. And just managing it, you know, there's no right way to manage your mental health because everyone's different and everybody has their different experiences. But for me, that's really what helps me.
Like, for me, mental health is big, and it's big for me. And there's been times when I had to isolate myself from certain things. It's in no way for me to be on some, like, bull jive or whatever it may be. But that's just how I, like, cope. I have to go away.
Yeah.
And I have to process everything. And then I write, I read, and I go to the gym a lot. Anyway. So that's my thing. I go to the gym, I read, I write, I meditate,
mm-hmm.
I pray, and podcasting.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
Speaking of certain things, talk to me about Far From Known.
Oh, well, if you didn't know, Far From Known is a story that I have been writing for about 7 years now. For, you know, the lore, for those who care, because, you know, this podcast, and only those who listen to this podcast will know that I actually started Far From Known on a Discord server, so.
Shout out to Discord, you know.
I think if that doesn't show that, like, you really just have to start from somewhere, I don't know what does. So, Far From Known is a story about a being named Azon, and her journey through a planet called the Flip Side. And it is a story about experience and how it makes us who we are.
So
experiencing all the sadness or the anger or the happiness, all of it, and how it shapes us into who we are.
So what's your plans for Far From Known?
Oh, well, I think I'm at a good point to where this year I'm definitely trying to, like, just solidify my decisions. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a very indecisive person. And as a single creator over a huge, like, 7-arc-long story, like, it's a lot. And a lot of decisions have to be made. And, you know, I, you know, create the character designs. I do the music. I have, like, full control over everything. And it's definitely a lot. And I think I'm going to take this year to really double down and, like, I don't even know. Like, just make it so I can put information out there that makes people invested, if that makes sense. So once I do that, I want to start, you know, getting voice actors. I want to start assembling my team. I want to get animators. I want to sell, like, start selling merch. Got to get money for all that, though. So it's definitely a long, more of a long-term plan, but the release year is 2030. I plan on making it an animated series, 5 seasons, 12 episodes.
That's check your plan. Calendar.
Check your calendar. It's July 10th, 2030. It's happening.
So are there any closing remarks that you would love to share with the viewers? First and foremost, I want to say I appreciate you for coming on the platform.
I appreciate you for having me. It's been a while.
I know. But is there anything that you would want to say to, like, to the viewers?
I think one thing I want to mention is just, like, I know there's a lot of creatives out there that struggle with staying creative. Because it's easy to get distracted, and it's easy to, you know, feel, I don't really feel like doing it today, or I'm not good at it. Like, you know, it comes with living in this world, I guess. But I think, at least for me, one thing that helps, you know, keeps me inspired, you know, is looking at the world around us, even if that's just going outside and looking at your surroundings. Or for me, it's taking in media, like shows and movies and whatnot. Like, seeing, there's nothing more inspiring than seeing another person create and succeed. So again, gonna mention some people here: Glitch Productions, what they're doing for the animation industry, VizzyPop. Oh gosh, there's so many people. Olin Rogers, the creator of Final Space, and now the pilot Godspeed. Like, all of these people have definitely showed me that there is hope for the future. Right. And there's a lot of, you know, issues going on in the animation and actor community right now, and even music and writing in general. Like, just the creatives in general have been going through a lot of messed up things recently. And I think it's important to know that nothing can beat human creativity. There's nothing more beautiful than watching something or reading something or listening to something that resonates with you and, like, really touches your heart. To me, there is nothing more beautiful than that. So if you're feeling a little down, feeling a little, you know, I don't feel very creative, watch Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. No, I'm joking. Watch anything, you know? Right. Like, observe and take in things and think, wow, someone, a team of people came together and did this. And that's great, you know? And I think one last thing I'd like to say is to check out my socials. I got a YouTube. I got an Instagram, a TikTok.
Discord.
And, no, not Discord. Oh. not yet, anyways. And I am opening an online shop soon. I will be selling spray paintings and soon Far From Known merch. So it's at Artie Night Fury for both. Actually,
IG. Yeah, IG and YouTube,
I know my my socials, I swear. Yeah. On Instagram and YouTube, at Artie Night Fury. And on TikTok, I believe it's Artie_Night_Fury. I know that's kind of annoying, but you got it. Okay.
All right. Well, with that being said, we'd love to thank you guys for viewing us again for the River Authentic Show. Once again, thank you, Artie, for being a part of it.
Thank you.